Hey pumpkins, welcome back to another episode of Chicken Noodle Scoop Podcast. I'm Gabby.
I'm Lexi.
I'm Shelly.
And I'm Sean.
And we're the Fuller Sisters, all of us. We're all here together in the good old Buffalo, New York.
Order's up. The scoop is hot and ready to be served. Chicken Noodle Scoop.
So before this, we were carving pumpkins, we were dancing to TikTok viral songs, and we were having a grand old time. And then Gabby trucked me from across the room.
You know the TikTok trend where you put someone there and then you jump back at them with your butt and you knock them over?
Well, I was unaware and I did not get knocked over, but all of my inside organs got shoved into my back. So here we are.
She started crying. Well, first we thought she was laughing. Then she talked herself into crying.
And I didn't talk myself into it. My small intestine was up in my nose.
You were for sure laughing for a second. Next thing I know, you're crying. And then next thing I know, she looks up and just starts doing the dolphin. So I don't know.
The dolphin?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called the dolphin.
I call it
dolphin.
Looks like a rabbit.
The humpy TikTok dance, because I don't know what it's actually called.
So before, we were already pretty much telling you what we did today. So let's just get into our weekly scoop. So I went to Camp Geneva this past weekend, and it was honestly a blast for the circumstances. They had the schedule super laid out. We were only with our specific teams, which was nice because we got to bond a lot with our teams, but it was kind of sad because we literally didn't get to see other teams at all. But it was a great time for Double O. We played a lot of volleyball. We worked on our skills. We had a blast, honestly. We got really bonded, and then since then, we've been doing nothing but playing Among Us together, which has been really fun. And then I literally got home from Geneva on Monday. I packed and got my life together Tuesday, Wednesday, and I flew out Thursday to come home. Had dinner with my dad last night, and then this morning I had a dentist appointment, which literally lasted 2 minutes, and they just told me, okay, your wisdom teeth don't need out yet. And I was like, okay, cool. Literally, that was all they told me. And now we're here. And like she said, we've just been carving pumpkins, hanging out. Now we're podcasting. We have a whole weekend of fall festivities because I never get to do them, and I'm very excited to be home. I feel like I haven't been home in forever. So Lexi, how has your week been?
Stressful. I don't even know what I did this week besides a lot of studying, a lot of stressing, a lot of tests. And then I have even two more this upcoming week. So I'm a little nervous about that because there will be not much studying happening this weekend, but that's all right. I've had appointments. I got to go to the OR at the Children's Hospital and do dental work with a child under general anesthesia. So that was pretty cool. And a nice experience. That's literally it. I don't think anything else exciting has happened to me this week. I finally got my car back from the repair shop.
That's exciting.
So I'm driving my own car again.
Yeah, you've been updating them like every week and it hasn't been back.
So. Yeah, it hasn't been back. So it's finally back and it feels like a chunky, slow vehicle compared to the one I had as a rental car. But then I had to fight with the people on the rental car thing today because they charged me for it even though the other guy's insurance was supposed to pay. So that was my day today, but that's it.
You got a lot of new clothes this week.
Oh, yeah. A lot of new clothes. That's it. Okay.
That's it?
Go ahead, Mom.
What did I do? I head off Saturday. So, of course, we did some wineries and breweries and distilleries, which I love. And then we ate out. And
ate out
it was seafood. It was really good. Gross.
Well, you like nobody says it like that. Like,
and what else? Sunday I worked, Monday I worked, Tuesday I worked.
You don't care about
that. Wasn't that fun? I head off Wednesday. I did some work for Gab in the morning, and I did not spin, unfortunately.
Yeah, we didn't do that a lot this week. I feel lazy this week.
No, I know. God, I'm fat. Anyway,
it's not what
and
I meant, but okay.
I did. Then we tried to do merch and we're working on that in the afternoon. And then Thursday I went to Pittsburgh and picked up Gabby. And then today I drove her here because she neglected to say that part, but whatever.
Okay.
And Grandma was sick all week, so I had to take care of her.
She's good now though, right?
It was just
like a flu, a sickness. It wasn't COVID.
Yeah, it wasn't COVID or anything like that.
Yes, we are all COVID free. I did get a COVID test at school and I am negative.
See, that was important too.
Yeah, it wasn't that exciting though.
What about you, Shawnee?
So, I got a lot of orders this week at the beginning of the week. Got started on them Monday, Tuesday. I was cranking away. Wednesday, I was like starting to put together pieces, And then yesterday, one of my belts broke on my machine and kind of halted my orders. So I had to kind of stop with that. And then I started a larger project that I'm doing for a friend. And that's like a 12x8 kind of breezeway cubby thing, like for like coats and shoes and whatnot. So I'm doing that for their family home. So it's a really cool project, and I'm hoping that you know, I can get that done soon, put it up on the Instagram, show you guys what I can do and whatnot.
And what's the name of it?
Buffalo Trade Works.
All right. Yeah. So if you go, check it out.
You can follow it on Instagram. I just kind of put up some cool stuff. So honestly, it's just kind of very aesthetic page. So go check it out.
Big fan. And I don't even think we mentioned what we're doing this episode. So we're going to do a little girls' night in, because Sean counts as a girly for the night. Actually, he always counts as a girly. He fits in great. So we're going to play some drinking games. We're going to go through my dating apps. We're just going to gossip a little bit. Forever. We can talk about Bachelor a little bit, because that's finally back on.
We've all watched it.
I forgot about that.
So do we want to start with that, since we're on the topic? We
did that and the debate this week.
Nobody wants to talk about that train wreck.
Yes, we're skipping over that. It's a girls' night in. Let's start with the Bachelorette. The COVID Bachelorette episode. It started off very, like, dramatic, and then I got really bored by the end.
They were, like, literally crying over having to get a COVID test and, like, quarantine and whatnot, but
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
She, I think, is a little crazy.
Well,
Claire?
Yes. She's 39 and still single. Right. So
yeah, some people are just picky, though, or, like, have bad experiences. I must say,
the age range of boys, like, there's so many professional athletes on. Which Sean normally, I feel like for Bachelorettes, it's like a younger age group, so there's not.
It's former pro athletes.
They have more time to do it.
Also, what's weird about this one is that they know who she is. Like, usually they don't know when they go on, but this one they knew because they were ready to film and then they stopped. So they had time to, like, even not go or whatnot. So they still stayed in, which means, like, all of them are there kind of for her.
Or for fame.
So I thought that was good. Or for fame, yes. But
they also get their own suites. Like, normally they're on bunk beds, like, five to a room.
Yeah,
and they all have their own beds.
They're on the whole resort.
I'm going to be honest. I was cooking shrimp hibachi when I was watching. So I missed a lot of putting names to faces. I saw
my favorite is Blake.
My favorite is Blake.
I like both Blakes. There's two, right? I'm pretty sure I like both of them.
The Blake with the beard, I think.
The Canadian. Yeah, yes, I'm not a fan of the beard, but I like the eyes.
Is Blake the beard with the beard, though?
That reached out to her and broke the rules?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The wild
Yeah,
guy.
He's my favorite, and I think everybody loves him.
I like the former offensive lineman. The kind of the...
Which one?
I don't know.
I'm going to get the boys up right now.
I am not a fan of... And she's 39, too, so I'm closer to my age. I am not a fan of these floods that these men are wearing.
Oh, neither is Sean.
Oh,
the ankle pants.
Okay, let's go through them.
Oh, see, but I want to see. I don't want to go one by one.
Sean doesn't like their ankle pants.
Oh, Ben.
Either.
Ben drove me nuts.
No.
Who is Ben?
He's a former Special Forces guy.
Something about him.
Bennett was the scarf Harvard guy.
Bennett, yeah, they're making fun of me. Looks like 007. Grandma would love Bennett.
This is the other Blake.
Not the Blake that we like.
Blake Monar? I remember there was something at the end that made me like him.
He's
like
a male grooming specialist.
Something about him.
That's the Blake we all like.
Blake M is the one that everyone
likes. Blake from Canada. Hi.
He feels pressure to settle down and wife up.
He
wants a woman with a potty mouth.
Is he too old for you?
29. He's 29.
Oh, he could still be.
They're all like really
for you, Gabrielle.
Like,
we're turning this into my mother trying to pick ones for Gabby.
Difference. He's got blue eyes. He fits criteria.
He's also Canadian.
He looks like Neve.
That's more Gabby's type.
Brandon from Cleveland looks like Neve from Catfish.
No, he's cuter than Neve. Sorry, Neve.
Well, yeah.
Because Neve's listening.
Might be.
Sorry, Neve, if you're listening.
Look at the description for the last one.
Oh, is that the guy?
Brendan is an Italian stallion.
Oh, gosh.
It's right up Gabby's
Cleveland.
Alley.
It's close to Erie.
Who else? Chasen. He looks like the most Chasen. There was a TikTok.
Is that
describing
the one with
the
teeth?
He looks like the most Chasen you could ever imagine.
That.
Like, yeah, Lexi was telling me it's somebody they couldn't decide between
Chasen
and
Jason.
Jason.
So they just combined them.
Yes, correct.
Chris C.
I don't even remember who that is.
Dale. Okay.
Well, we all know Dale.
We already know they're together.
But Dale looks good there. His intro with that
I don't think
suit
he's good looking.
Oh, well, I thought just he was awful it. Looking right there.
No, this is what it's all over the tabloid saying that she leaves right away because she's in love with Dale
Everybody
and that there's a new bachelorette.
That.
Right,
but
it's no,
they even put
it's
it
no
on
secret.
The thing.
It's we already yeah. know.
She said she loved him, but then would you say he?
Okay, let's talk about this. Do you guys believe in love at first sight? Like she said, I just met my husband right away.
Absolutely,
she
not.
Said that.
Okay,
do you
see,
believe
but that's
that?
Solely before. On books. Like she, he
but
didn't
he
even
didn't
talk.
Look good
he
in that suit. He looks good in his Instagram. He doesn't look good in that suit. And that coming up, he didn't even look.
I mean, I believe that you really can weird. Like. I wouldn't say love at first sight, but I feel like there's a lot more people you connect with right away than people you don't.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I mean, like, for me, I will say, but it's not love at first sight. It's like a conversation within like the first like,
I know they
couple lines
right,
of conversation. It's a yes or a no for me.
See, like for me and Lexi, I was. At the bar for like an hour before I even noticed her. So it wasn't even like a
love at like 20
love after
sight.
An hour.
It was about 2 months of us being friends before I was like, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Okay.
All right. So honestly, is there even anyone else to talk
oh,
about?
Easy's
no,
hilarious.
Wait,
he's the salmon
he's
suit.
He's funny, but his name's really Easy.
No, well, it's something longer, nickname. But his nickname is
He was a
easy.
Former athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Ed's very boring.
Funny, nice, and...
We're trying to figure out
that, him. That's
the... Jason.
That, Sean he is very Jason. Funny and outgoing, and...
Oh, wait, he came up with the pregnant belly like she
yes.
was.
Yes.
I kind of like
him,
was
but funny.
He was weird at times, but he does have a sense of humor. But
yes.
Who is the straight jacket?
Too weird.
Who is the straight jacket?
That know,
was
that
weird.
Was weird.
I think
he kept it
he's
on
kind of there to
I know,
like,
I'm like, take it off.
You think he's there for himself?
Yeah. No, not for himself. He's just...
Funny?
Like, being
he's
himself,
very,
you know?
Yeah,
it's like...
He's friendly.
And not trying to be somebody else.
That's straight jacket.
Yeah,
oh,
not a
Jay.
Fan.
Yeah,
he's
straight
from
was
where?
Weird.
Fort Lauderdale.
Jeremy, is he the only one older than her?
There was one older
know.
Than
he
her.
Looks
Jeremy's
like
one
40.
Or two. Yeah, meet the oldest contestant ever to be on The Bachelorette. I
How old is
could
he?
Have read that. He's 40. Mm. He doesn't look that old.
No.
I mean, doesn't look young, but...
There was one that was younger than her that looked
he was
older
funny.
Than her.
Who's my other favorite?
I really don't like to... I pick like one or two
I'm
favorites
sorry,
and then...
I like Tyler C.,
Ew.
And I think he got... Oh, I didn't like
Sean
that
Sean couldn't get
off.
Past Paige's hand tattoos.
You liked Tyler C?
I did like Tyler C. He pulled up at the
station. I just
station
hate that he's Tyler
fine.
C because the other Tyler's
and
Tyler.
I know, and I really
don't,
like that
I don't
Tyler.
Like him because he already started... Tried to
no,
start
but
drama
he didn't
right
start
away.
Drama. He was just trying to be real
I'm just
because
confused.
That other guy was a goof. You
because
Jeff,
over
you're
4 months of waiting
whatever.
To see if you're even going to be on the show,
right.
they
like,
all
well,
messaged girls.
Well, that's what Reality Steve said. They thought they weren't coming on with Claire, so of course they started.
Yeah.
But I still think Yosef is just there for the fame. And he's weird.
We didn't get to him yet. Oh, there's Tyler S. There's Yosef.
Ugh, no.
He has a daughter, which is... Like,
and she kept
I know.
Him after all that.
A four-year-old
that
daughter.
That was a producer thing. Like, the producer said, you have to keep Yosef.
Probably. I mean, she already knew she liked Dale, so I bet the producers picked the entire rest of the cast, besides Blake.
Yeah.
I
don't know what
I
happens.
Feel like she probably said, I couldn't care less. These are my top three. Pick the rest.
Time out. Speaking of producers, did you see that Luke from Hannah's season got
$100,000?
So
yeah.
What did he say? I still haven't gone back
I don't know.
To see
they're
what he
in contract where
Reality
they can't
Steve.
They can't say that it's scripted and that they're told to say certain things, and they play it like they just can't come out and say that because they want The Bachelor to seem as real as possible, even though... People have said that the producers literally try to get you to say things. Like,
right. Well, they have to, because God knows.
All
right.
Is there anyone else? Zach and other Zach.
Yeah, no. I don't know who they are.
So, basically, Blake and Dale. And that's it. I think the season's going to end in, like, 2 weeks, and Tage is
yeah,
going to come in.
Well, the guys.
I don't know
who
Tage is.
Yeah.
Wait, who was,
I don't know
who was
who
my guy?
Up with.
I forgot his
Jason,
name already.
Jason.
Jason was the name?
Blake,
oh, not,
Jason, and Dale.
Not Chase and no. Jason.
But maybe no. Jason will stay Jason. For Tasia.
I was just going to say, do the guys know. Stay? Do they give them a
well,
choice?
Well, on the thing, they say, you know, they say, well,
wait, so
did we got robbed. Can you
Tasia's
bring
coming?
So, okay, so this is what already reality season, pretty much everyone knows, but the show hasn't confirmed.
Well, they
because
kind
Claire,
of did.
Supposedly
somebody
Claire,
was like a bunch of girls
within very early on, Claire's like, I literally don't want to do the show. I'm in love with Dale. Like, you're not going to have me fake it for another 10 weeks.
Which I so, well, I don't think. Love at first sight of that, but I so respect that because I've said all along, like even with
right,
Colton
like how are you
them,
fake it and
if
drag
you're like going
and...
if I go into somewhere and I have feelings for one guy, there's no way I could have fallen through like these other people. I'd be like, okay, I'm done. I like this.
First of all, can we talk about why this show wouldn't work for you? Imagine going through a rose ceremony with Michelle trying to remember these guys' names.
they tell you. They tell
you. A microphone. They're sitting back there.
Mike,
telling
no,
you.
John. No. Oh, what's your name? Bobby? That guy.
No.
Oh, no. Was it that guy I wanted to keep?
They go in the room, Lexi, and they pick the names,
well,
and then
yeah.
somebody tells them in
well,
their
we
microphone to say them.
Because the rose ceremony started at night, and then the one guy left, and it
Wait.
Was afternoon.
Wait, did you? It was a Twitter about it that said, yes, Chris Harrison said, yes, the sun has come up.
Yes, it goes that long, but they never actually made the guys leave it light, but it really happened this time.
Did they go home and come back, or they just
all... No, that rose ceremony
probably just took that long.
No, there's been interviews of past contestants where they say they literally had to stay up all night for the rose ceremony.
Huh. And speaking of which, what other Bachelorette gossip? Ashley and JP getting divorced.
Yeah. What?
I sent it to you.
I didn't see that.
I sent it to you on Twitter. I think you told me. No, because I sent two things. And you, yes, sir. You answered back to the second one, but not the first one. Go to your Twitter messages. Okay, you saw that one.
Oh yeah.
But you missed.
No, I didn't see that one. I saw this one.
Yes, and you missed that one. Ashley and JP, everybody's favorite, are getting divorced.
Stop! I'm gonna.
They just had a baby. I'm so confused. Shahers, I guess, says more, according to Reality Steve.
Why are they getting divorced? I'm literally going to cry.
I know.
Reality Steve was going to come on this podcast, and then he just ghosted us.
I don't even know why Mom asked him. He doesn't fit our demographic.
He answered me.
He answered her, though.
Because what was his name? Chad Johnson slid in my DMs. So my mom reached out to Reality Steve about it.
And I was so surprised he answered.
Chad Johnson? Like Ocho Cinco?
No. Chad Johnson, Bachelor.
Slimy Bachelor Man.
But I'm actually like, if Tasia's actually goes on the
Bachelor, I'll show you.
She didn't watch it. And John Paul Jones.
I missed. I moved out and I didn't. Had no one to watch it with, so I didn't watch it for a couple years.
JPJ's. I'll show you.
Well, you can't just look up Tasia.
She's gorgeous, and she actually like has a good personality.
Okay. Well, that'd be fun. Yeah, she looks a little bit more. She's normal. What's the age difference? How old is she? I mean, the boys are young. So
yeah, but
she's 25.
She was with John Paul Jones, and then
she's 28. Okay, that's like all the boys are pretty much 29.
No, some of the older ones leave, and they bring in some new ones, according to Reality Steve.
Okay, well, let's not give away the whole season, Michelle, because she looks up spoilers.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'm very excited on from
Bachelor. She's in Reality Steve's DMs talking about the new Bachelor.
I think we need to pause for a second because Mom just chugged her drink. So we're going to get into the drinking games and we need a refill. So BRB.
All right, we're going to jump right into the games. Everyone's got a full cup. Sean made shots that no one's going to drink.
Okay, so I found this on literally just randomly Googling. It's called Drunk Pirate and it reminds me of the game King's Cup.
Speaking of pirates.
Which I just played the other day with a bunch of friends and it was really fun. It's a game that you need like a lot of people to play. But basically you have like a deck of cards.
So there's four of us and
every card means something different and that causes certain people to drink, whatever. You can like Google the rules to all that, but that's not what we're going to play. So I just inputted the names of the players. Well, no, because this is kind of like that, but it's just like an online version.
Okay, can we stop?
Without
and
cards.
The first card I see is take off a piece of clothing or
you.
Drink.
And it's for Sean.
And
basically,
I'm concerned.
Drink.
I am concerned.
So I inserted all our players' names and it gives random cards. So let's just get into it. So Sean, are you going to take off a piece of clothing or are you going to drink?
Let's get this going right now.
Sean is dripping.
He's taking a drink.
Okay, he's taking a drink. Next card. Shelly, going to the bar. Starting with you, go around in a circle saying, I'm going to the bar and I'm going to buy and add an alcoholic beverage. The next person must name every beverage that has been said so far and add a new one. The first to forget one or repeat one must drink.
Doesn't have to
say
any letters. Any letters.
I'm going to the bar and I'm going to get a Kahlua and cream.
Really? That's what you pick first.
Yes, I like those.
This is going to be a short game.
Lex?
I'm going to the bar and I'm going to get a Kahlua and cream and a Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, gosh.
You can't even say that. Going to the bar and I'm going to buy a Kahlua and cream and a Sauvignon Blanc and a Truly. We're going to keep it easy.
I'm going to go to the bar and buy a Kahlua and cream, a Sauvignon Blanc, and a Truly, as well as a Captain and Coke.
All right. Oh, we keep going?
Yes.
Yeah.
Until someone messes up.
I was thought.
Let's
really
just
good.
Speed round. We're not going to say the whole sentence or repeat them.
Kahlua and cream.
Let's just go. Or
Sauvignon
okay, don't
Blanc,
listen to me at all.
Truly, Captain and Coke, and a cranberry mule.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, Lexi's done drinking.
Just
I'm
go to the next
to
one. I'm bored.
Okay.
Oh, you have to drink.
Oh. Not you. You
Sean.
Didn't lose.
Sean. Sean, fill up your cup and then down it. He just filled it up.
No. Give me one of the shots.
Just do a shot.
Yeah, do a shot.
That if one of we, if one of you gets one of these, you have to do a shot
or drink.
Oh, I'll throw up.
Oh, we should also say we are all well above the legal age. I am drinking a cup full of pineapple juice with a splash of pineapple Truly. Lex has a glass of wine. Mom's also drinking a pineapple juice and
with
Truly.
A lot more Truly than Gabby.
And Sean's drinking some weird apple cider mix.
Apple cider and whiskey.
Okay,
gross.
Or I'm sorry,
he's
apple cider.
Run
and
around the neighborhood tonight.
Anyway.
Right after that shot, yes.
Oh gosh.
Everyone who has taken a picture tonight must take a drink.
I have only taken videos.
I have only taken videos.
I took a picture.
I took a picture of the pumpkins.
The pumpkins.
You did too.
No, I didn't. I took videos.
On story? Let's check your story.
Go she check my story.
Tonight.
I did. Let me see your photos.
I did. I've only
reposted.
Oh, no, I did take a picture tonight of Gabby with the mac and cheese.
Next.
Lexi. Everyone drink. Of course, that would be
cheers.
Your card.
Cheers for the money,
Mom. For the money.
ASMR.
Afternoon snack.
I don't know what that is.
Shelly, swap a piece of clothing with the player in front of you.
Here, I'll take your sock. You can take a slipper.
Sounds good. I was going to drink.
They don't smell.
That wasn't an option. You had to do it.
Your sweaty slipper.
I thought this was like, you have to, like, you got to
drink.
Do it or
drink.
Yeah.
That one didn't give you the option.
No, I thought it was the whole game.
Sean, draw something on a player of your choice.
Yes! I wanted to do this to you earlier.
Not with a Sharpie.
I'm grabbing the frickin' Sharpie.
Grab a pen.
Man, no Sharpie. Does it come off? We have pictures to take tomorrow.
Okay, Sean, so, what did you write?
Sean wrote property of Sean on my wrist.
So weird.
Oh, it's written really well.
Property of
I'm drawing it on skin, not paper.
All right, next card.
Gabby,
the most
formally
dressed
person
must
take
drink.
A drink.
Michelle.
Yeah, she's in leggings. The rest of us are in sweats.
What are those
cheers.
Leggings? Those are my fall leggings.
Those
I love
are my
chompas.
And she's in a nice sweater. So that's
she
what.
She also wore this outfit yesterday, but I can't say anything because I did too.
From her, wore that outfit yesterday.
I didn't feel like opening my suitcase for one.
Nobody saw us. We were driving.
And Lexi,
drink
if you've
been
single
for
6 months
or
more.
I was senior year. Cheers,
what
mom,
does that mean?
For
ever or now?
I mean,
ever.
Okay.
I hope everyone's.
At least
not since like
Shelly, play 12. Would you rather? Would you rather have nipples for ears or ears for nipples?
All right, wait, let me think about this.
So that means like
for ears. You're... Wait, nipples for ears. I would rather have ears for nipples.
You wouldn't want your baby's breastfeeding on your ear?
No, that would be weird.
And that means you hear like from your boobs.
Oh, that's
so like
it.
That's like
weird.
A
what'd you say?
A muffled sound 24/7 through trying to hear through clothing.
That's okay. I don't want nipples on my ears. Those nipples aren't, they'd be sticking out and people be touching up.
I don't think people would be touching nipple ears. I'm sorry.
All right, anyway, Sean, say a statement about yourself. It can be a truth or a lie. The other players must collectively decide if it's a truth or a lie. If they are incorrect, they must drink. If they are correct, you must drink.
Easy peasy. Sean is a horrible liar. Go ahead, Sean.
I have flown a helicopter before.
You have personally been the pilot of a helicopter?
Yeah.
I'm saying lie.
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 Yeah.
So, Sean drinks.
That's try, a, it's a true possibility, though.
I did this at work, and I did the, when I twirled in the Mickey Mouse birthday parade, and they all thought that was a lie. And that
remember
was
when you went to clown school?
I did go to clown school.
Gabby, 7. Go clockwise counting up from 1, but no player can say a multiple of 7 or a number with 7 in it. Instead, they must say drink. When a player says drink, the direction changes.
First player to mess up must drink.
1.
I have no clue what the directions are.
You can't say 7 or a multiple of 7. Do you know what a multiple
means?
14, 21,
yeah,
28.
You have to say drink, and every time someone says drink,
it switches
direction.
Okay.
Ready?
So,
go.
1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
6.
Drink.
7.
You said 7 and took a drink.
You
said
8. Yeah, first player to mess up drink. Well, we didn't even get to
go
clockwise. 7.
Oh,
try
I
again.
Thought you,
play
I thought you'd go clockwise back.
All right,
play again.
Starting, okay. Lexi, starting with you, go around clockwise naming U.S. states. The first to repeat one or not be able to think of one must drink. First of all, I have a statement here. I have a flaw in the McDowell school system, or the Mill Creek school system, not McDowell. I should
we never
known
learned
this
the state
before
song.
Before high school, I never learned the state song.
Really?
And
I taught it. I still don't know it.
I've never
ready?
Learned it. Okay, go.
I'm going to start. It's going to go clockwise. Alabama.
Arkansas.
Alaska.
Hawaii.
Arizona.
Pennsylvania.
Arkansas.
New York.
You already said Arkansas.
I did? I'm
you're
going
the
on.
One person that learned the state song, and you just messed that up.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana,
Iowa, God,
Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts,
Wisconsin. You said Arkansas twice.
Yeah, because I went off of Lexi saying, like, Alabama. What was it? No.
Geography's not my strong point.
Me either.
Geography is my strong point, but
actually, I don't know the alphabet.
What? Yes, I don't know the alphabet, but I can tell you where
CYXWV
Lima, Peru is on a map.
You mean me?
She didn't even say English. She said, "You mean me?"
And Michelle's drunk.
Kelly, oh, this is rough.
This
starting with you.
Bad.
Go around clockwise, naming U.S. presidents. The first to repeat one or not be able to think of one must drink.
George Washington.
Abraham Lincoln.
John F. Kennedy.
Donald Trump.
Bill Clinton.
Theodore Roosevelt.
John Adams.
Barack Obama.
Thomas Jefferson.
No, I don't know about you. You waited
Thomas
a long
Jefferson
time.
Thomas Jefferson was... No.
Yeah, but she said...
She waited.
It's okay. The first person to repeat one or not think of one.
She hesitated.
So, Thomas Jefferson, Lexi, go.
No, too late. Sean, if you were drinking someone else's drink or someone paid for your drink, thank them and take a drink. You made all the drinks for everyone. So.
I did.
So we should all
take a drink.
Thank cheers. You, Sean. Cheers, mom.
Cheers.
Money.
She just cheers me as that was in my mouth.
Ow.
All right, this card's for me. Think of a number 1 to 10. The other players must go clockwise, guessing the number. Whoever gets it correct can choose someone to drink. Okay. I have a number.
Whoever gets it correct can
choose someone to drink. So guess my number.
2.
No. 3. No.
7.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No.
1.
No.
8.
No.
10.
No.
9.
No.
Well, that's all of them.
No.
5.
No.
Yes, we said them.
No.
2.
No.
We said
4.
Them all.
No, there's
6.
1. Yes. Choose someone to drink.
You.
No fake drinking. Fill your drink up. It's already filled.
It's barely full. Whatever. I don't even think you have wine left, so. Shelly, everyone vote who the smartest player is. They must down their drink.
Oh, the smartest
everyone
player?
Everyone point. Everyone say it out loud on 3.
No, say it one at a time.
Oh, no.
You won't be able to hear anything.
And then, okay.
I don't know who I'm going to pick, but sorry, Sean, not you.
Well, not you, Michelle.
I know.
Me neither. I wouldn't pick me either.
Well, very rich, right?
They just cheers. I think when it comes down to math, Gabby for sure.
I think we're completely split even down the line.
When it comes to English, I'd say me.
Everything you're not good at, I'm good at.
Right.
Everything I'm not
you're
the strongest
smart.
At.
Okay,
you're
who was a valedictorian in
we both were.
High school?
They both were.
Of us.
Who had the higher GPA in college?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What was your GPA in undergrad?
My GPA in undergrad was like 39876 or something.
Okay.
Technically, my class rank in high school was better, but I also want to 100% say that I had a way dumber
easier.
Grade.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fellow students with me that like went to Harvard and MIT. So
yeah, not Gabby. Yeah. So I'd say
I think
split.
We're completely split. So what is it? They must down their drink. I'm not downing it, but I'll
take
a sip.
Sips, the two girls that don't drink.
Take
much.
A long sip.
Okay, starting with you, go around clockwise naming music genres. The first to repeat one or not be able to think of one must drink. I will start. Ready?
Know. Okay.
Why do you always get to start?
So this is
it's my
like
card.
Music, like
music
will
genres.
Will it be on Sirius XM?
Or like country?
No, just
yeah,
like
or
genres.
You'll get it. You'll get it
okay.
By the time it comes
ready?
Around.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, I guess country.
Rock and roll.
Classic rock.
80s.
Hip hop.
R&B.
Soul.
70s.
Reggae.
Jazz.
I was like about to say pornography or something.
Oh,
let me guess. Mom was about to say
60s. Go in the 90s.
She just kept saying decades.
All right. Sean drinks again.
Oh,
Shelly, the most pale player must drink.
Oh,
let's
Sean?
All. Let's go.
I think it's Gabby.
I
she
think I'm dark.
Florida.
Look at me.
This lighting is terrible. I can't get my sweater.
I'm the darkest
no, I'm
person
dark.
Here.
It's actually Lexi. Surprisingly,
it's
Lexi.
Lexi.
I've lost
I don't think
all my color.
Ever happened.
I'm darker than you.
I know. I'm
probably.
Usually the darkest.
But I work.
Out,
it's because I work
well,
outside
yeah.
All day.
You have dark arm hair.
Yeah.
I'm usually the darkest one, but
look,
I'm pale.
Let's see your, here, go like this.
I can't. This sweater
no,
doesn't pull up at all.
Okay.
No, I'm saying.
Okay. Starting with Gabby, go around clockwise, naming types of natural disasters. The first to repeat one or not be able to think
oh,
of one must
goodness.
Drink.
Hurricane.
Flood.
A tornado.
Tsunami.
Earthquake.
Landslide.
high winds.
Natural disaster.
She goes, high winds, wildfires, or
volcano. Is that a natural disaster? Or volcano eruption?
I don't
Sharknado.
Know.
Sharknado. Could have said that.
Literally,
raining cats and dogs.
Blizzard.
This is good. I had a hurricane in my mind. She took it.
Well, you got to put
that is in. That is difficult when somebody else says something that you're about say. I'm like, all
right, next card.
Drink if you have a piercing.
I mean, yeah, I only have ears, so that's
Sean has
no.
Ever?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, coming from the person that has a phobia of piercings.
But you have tats everywhere.
It's way different. It's pierced. Metal. I have my nipples pierced? No.
You did before.
No.
What is it called? The prince?
Yeah, no. Shh. La la la, mother-in-law. No. La, 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 la.
He has no piercings. I do not have that. He's even Prince afraid Albert. Of my earrings.
Yes, the earrings gross me out.
Oh, yeah, hoops.
All right, the last couple cards were boring, stop. So we're on another. Oh, what was that voice?
She is hammered.
No.
Starting with me.
Shelly is a white girl wasted.
No, I am not.
She's litter than my fall candles, everyone.
No, you're so
I hope
funny.
You guys feel like you're literally Sean just sitting and fun. Hanging out with us.
I hope this
I'm
isn't the
fun.
Most annoying episode you've ever listened to.
It's so fun.
Okay, starting with me.
Lexi.
Go around clockwise naming fruit. This should be fruit. Easier, you guys.
I got fruit.
Ready? Strawberry.
Banana.
Apple.
Pineapple.
Cherry.
Blueberry.
Pear.
Mango.
Raspberry.
Pomegranate.
Starfruit.
Oh, shit.
was that what you're going to do?
And no, I quote,
I know
fruit.
I could have went grapes.
Well, no, too late.
Take a drink.
Way too late.
Oh, man.
Star fruit.
I just couldn't think of
anyone born in the summer must drink. It's that's just me and Sean. We have the same birthday. July
14th.
That's
not
spring. That's spring. Oh. I mean, do you want to
what's the first day of summer?
Okay.
June something.
She feels left out
I
of drinking.
I guess so.
Anyone who can play an instrument drink.
I can't anymore.
Am I the
me
only
neither.
One?
Yeah.
Oh, Sean tried earlier. I don't know if that counts.
I've tried to
I
play.
I tried so hard to learn the
you. I don't know if I ever
you
said this.
You know how to play an instrument, though.
What? I know how to play the guitar and the
you
flute.
You
know
how to play the flute?
Because you can read music in that. So
I
drink
used to.
Up.
Okay.
Sean,
I don't know if I can
I
now.
I can't play
I,
anything.
I tried four instruments when I was a kid. I started off with the drums.
See, I didn't even
the,
try.
The baritone, which is a small tuba. The viola, which is a small
violin.
No,
small.
Viola.
It's a viola. Yeah, I said that.
You said viola.
Viola. She saw it on.
I played the viola.
She's the man, isn't she?
And then I tried doing acoustic guitar, and I still have an acoustic guitar, and I still don't know how to play it.
Yeah.
Lexi was learning. Trying to teach me over quarter
I don't know
tone.
Where my kids got it, because neither of us are.
Flex and drink, it
flex
said.
Flex and drink, baby.
Oh, Gabby, do your flexes. We'll put those pictures on the
oh
podcast Instagram. They're hilarious.
I have to approve them. It was like 11 p.m. and I was just laughing drink. So hard at myself. Because I have like man arms. Luckily, they're small man arms, but...
Everyone choose which side they prefer, red or blue. The smallest side must all drink. All
right, everyone say it on three. One, two, three.
Blue.
I'm in the middle.
No, red or blue, Michelle. There was two options.
Is it like...
Either way, you're drinking.
No,
what did you say?
Oh.
What did you say?
Ready
it's just color.
Try this.
No,
either
you
way.
Say?
Either way. No.
Okay, then we already
good.
Said blue. She's
either
purple.
Way she's
you
drinking.
Drink, please.
My God, this is a nightmare.
Sean, high five the player to your right, and then both take a drink.
It's Gabby.
Woo! Take a drink, Gab. She's taking like little
you
baby sips.
Cheers me.
Question master. For three rounds, if anyone answers a question asked by you, they must drink.
Wait a minute.
Keep that in mind.
Answers a question asked by
and
you.
By me.
So
asked
three
me.
Rounds of it getting to Gabby.
You'll have to just
it keeps it up in the corner, which is really nice. This is actually, I 10 out of 10 recommend this because it's very handy. It like keeps it up in the corner so you don't forget. Very nice.
I have no clue. Just tell me when I
drink if you can't remember your last card.
Mom, what was your last card?
I don't know. Gabby's doing it. So it
that's true. No one can even see the question. It wasn't fruit. It was Lexi. Blondes drink.
Woo! Blondes. Have more fun.
You're kind of blonde.
I'm not blonde. I'm brunette. Am I?
You're a dirty blonde.
Dark.
No, you're
yeah, but
dark.
Your arm hair is all blonde.
Yeah, but
no,
you're dirty blonde.
Brown.
No.
Whatever.
Well, it's a little blonde, but that's it.
Stoners drink.
None of us.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
You wish.
Sean's card. The player showing the most skin must drink. Now.
That's Sean.
Against what you all probably think, it is not me, and it is Sean. So, Sean, drink
I'm
up, my truck
crop
up.
Top for once.
Drink
well,
up.
Yeah, like a cut thing with his nipples out.
Starting with me, go around naming, oh God, capital cities. The first to repeat one or not be able to think of one must drink. Harrisburg.
Albany.
Tallahassee.
Well, you guys took all my... Washington, D.C., capital of the city, or the country.
Is it Houston or is it Dallas? Houston?
No, it's Dallas. Remember.
Is it Dallas?
No.
I think it's Houston.
So, well, the capital of Texas is awesome.
That's awkward. It's neither. That's another thing. I never learned state capitals. I learned my states and I never learned state capitals.
I had to learn
capitals.
Them all.
No, I literally don't know any. I
mean, all right, drink.
No, it's... Okay. I have a funny story. So
Gabrielle's drinking.
I went to the bar with a friend with a fake
funny?
ID at one time.
So good, but
and
so spicy.
He had a Pennsylvania fake ID. And we go up to the bouncer and I was 21 at the time, so I show him my ID. He shows him the fake ID. And he was like, oh, you're from Pennsylvania, huh? And he said, what's the capital of Pennsylvania? And we were both looking at each other like, it's
Philadelphia.
It's Philadelphia. And he's like, no, it's not. And I was like, oh, like, I'm sorry. Like, we're stupid. It's Pittsburgh. And and he's like, no, it's not. And we're like, I don't know. And he takes the ID from us. He's like, you can get this back when, you know, you come back out of the bar, blah, blah, blah. And we go in and we Google.
So he let you in?
He let us in, but he wasn't obviously drinking. I was allowed in because my mine wasn't a fake, but we had to Google it. It's Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
we had no clue that it was Harrisburg.
Okay, Michelle, tell your fake ID story.
So mine was from like Ontario, Canada. It was the most awful thing in the world. Like, it was so fake.
Ontario, Canada. So not only were you pretending to be 21, you were also pretending to be a Canadian citizen.
Yes, and I
wait,
didn't
this
drink.
Is when you were...
Yes, when
this
I was
is
young.
Your
way
fake
back
ID.
I didn't even know she had a...
No.
I thought that it was... The drinking age was 18 when you were...
She's not that old.
I
was that old. It was 21.
Oh, wow.
And I was probably 19 or 20 because I went to spring break down in Florida. And I had Ontario, Canada. It was so awful. And we got us in everywhere except for one place. And then, yeah, we got the cops came. And but they didn't do anything. They let us go. And we stayed at Auntie Nin's. And
is there a story here?
But New York's was the worst one to do because your dad.
It still is the hardest
used
to
use,
do.
It was paper. But he used to use, it really wasn't that hard actually because they used a white chalk and then a pencil. And that's how they did their fake IDs.
And as always, that was Shelly being the best storyteller ever with a story that has zero climax. So I'm sorry you even had to hear that. And you don't even know who Auntie Nin is or anything. You probably didn't care. Probably didn't get anything
anyway,
out of that story.
Next
so next
question.
Card. Lexi, you can pick a word that is banned for two rounds. If anyone says this word, they must drink. Think of a good one that people have said a lot.
Pick cunnilingus.
That's good. We'll say that.
The word is what?
Ooh.
We can't say what?
Shelly, drink for every letter in your name and just drink because you said the word.
That's like seven drinks. M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Yeah, seven.
Okay, Gabby right. says.
T minus five. Say five words starting with T in 5 seconds or drink. Table, tater, tot, time, to-do list.
Tater, tot is one word.
No, it's two words.
You can be a tater or tot.
Or
titty.
Or titty. Oh, my God.
You can be a tater or tot or titty.
That's just coming out with
turtle. Whoever has traveled to the most countries must drink.
Sean.
That's Sean.
Oh.
90s kids drink. That's awful.
Oh, that's you.
Oh, that's the Shelly.
You were still 90s? Yeah.
93.
Oh. Not me.
93, 96, 98.
Oh, yikes.
This is a nightmare.
Sean's the only one that's going to know this.
I don't even know if it's
the way that she just laughed reminded me of that vine. Please tell me you know what I'm talking about.
Countries in Asia, it's easy. Azerbaijan.
Korea?
Which one? There's two. South Korea.
Indonesia.
China.
Japan.
Great. Taiwan? Taiwan is a country in East Asia. Thank you very much. This ought to be good. Sean, do whatever the player to your left wants. If you can't, then drink. Well, the player to his left is Michelle. So here we go.
That I want him to do?
Yeah.
What do I want him to do?
You said what? Take a drink.
Stand up and do a dance for us.
Jesus.
Do the WAP dance.
Oh, gosh, no, not again. I can't see that
like,
again.
For Michelle, or...
For Michelle.
Not on, Grandpa Sweatpants.
Now from the top, make it drop. That's a wet, that's a wet. Now get it, bucket in the mop.
God, I'm not landing this choreography. I'm talking wop.
Wait till you see this in one of the videos.
That's a wet macaroni in a pot. That's a wet. Yeah.
Okay. Good job. Good job. High five.
Scary. Anyone who has cried in the last month must drink in sorrow.
My guess is Lexi. Cheers, everyone.
Lexi cried maybe 30 minutes ago. So
I haven't cried. I don't think I have either.
Wait, I went to lots of funerals this month. Maybe
oh my gosh,
last month.
Why are you bringing the mood down?
September.
Girls drink for the bra cup size. Double A takes 0.6.
God, I'm doomed.
And since this is a girls' night, I will be drinking for my bra size, which is AD.
I gotta keep going.
Gabby, insult the player in front of you, which is me.
You have an attitude.
That was the least insulting thing you've said to me in 4 years.
There was a few other things I would have said.
You are psychotic, and this is why boys don't like you.
And we're done.
Wow.
That was what I told her in a very heated argument like 5 years ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
And now we're on medication and have a boyfriend, so boom.
Okay, so Shelly went to go take a bathroom break. I'm whispering so she doesn't hear me. This card says everyone ignore this player for one round, and she has no idea. So she's just going to have no idea that we're ignoring her the whole time, and we're going to do it.
Gabby.
Fists of five. On the count of three, all players must show a number on their hand from one to five. Any players with the same number must drink. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
None of us. You and Sean drink. That's weird. One and one.
Yeah, just different fingers. It threw me off.
I knew nobody would pick four, but I thought you all would pick three.
Okay, anyone with a job must drink.
Oh.
Technically, it's just Michelle.
You have a job?
What's my job? Right now.
You're getting paid for social media.
Barely.
And so is she, and he's getting paid for woodworking.
But yeah, none of those are real job, you're the only one.
Well, I guess if you count mine, but okay.
Also, no one is ignoring Michelle, and we all ruined it.
Why are we supposed to ignore Michelle?
It was a card we went to keep 5 minutes. It said everyone would ignore this player for a round, and I thought it would be so funny, and none of us ignored her. So that's boring. Ha ha, Lexi, if you've ever kissed one of the other players, then you must drink.
Cheers,
and Sean.
Yeah, they both drink. Ha ha.
I've kissed you too. Really
Sean on the forehead.
Sean is nudging me, looking at me like, hello, drink.
Ew.
I'd kill you both in your sleep.
He's also not helping the fact that...
Not in your sleep. Who are you kidding?
People already think it's so weird, which is so weird to me, because... Like, we literally just act like brother and sister. Yeah. Especially when we're all together.
I don't know why people think it's
on
weird.
They
think it's so weird that we're friends and close.
Yeah.
Wine drinkers drink. That's just me.
I'm a wine drinker.
You're not drinking.
No, you're not drinking.
Because they give me hot flashes, but I like it.
Sean, you choose which player has the nicest smile. They must drink.
Thank you. I agree.
Thanks, Sean.
That's what attracted me to Lexi.
Gabby has to kiss every player. No, thank you. Oh, she blew us kisses.
Oh, never mind.
We're going to end it with this card. Of course. It's a really good one. So this is my card. Everyone must compliment me or drink.
I'll drink.
Great eyes.
I'm going to drink. Michelle, you made them that way.
Oh, I made them.
Not sure what are you going to say about me?
Drink it up.
Whore.
I drank.
Whore.
Okay.
Anyway, we forgot to do Gabby's.
Okay, so we're going to... We went around the drinking game a lot. I feel like we're in very boring cards now.
It's
so
successful.
We're gonna go,
mom's drunk.
We're going to go through
drunk.
My hinge. Okay, right. I've been saving this.
Gabby?
So this is William. I've had so many engineering classes with William.
Wait, you know him?
Yes. And he sat next to me, and then he randomly stopped showing up to class for like 3 months, and then he came back for the final and failed. So I just had to save it because I thought it was funny. And I remember I sat next to William in the class when Lake first broke up with me, and Sydney Snow was telling me I should talk to him.
Oh, ho.
Did you tell them what
so
we're
funny
doing?
That
we're
he's
going
on my
through
hinge
your
now.
Dating app?
Yeah.
And William probably listens to this.
No,
he
William
does not.
Doesn't. I don't even know William's last name.
Oh, look at Lord.
Yeah, no, seeing as how he's at the World War II Memorial, standing there at the Florida Memorial and smiling and pointing at it, I say, no, you don't swipe right on this guy.
Yeah, he wasn't a very good student.
He's not
but
very
I just
right
thought it
to,
was so funny
honestly.
That he and he sent me a rose. He like super
aww.
Liked me.
Sorry, William. Hannah Montana.
What?
What?
Gabby was Hannah Montana. Montana when she was at school.
Anyway.
Is there something harder than alcohol in your drink?
No, I'm not even drunk yet.
Next up, we have Anthony. Anthony said I had a great smile.
Ooh, I like Anthony.
He's weirdly attracted to glasses.
Gabby doesn't wear those.
Oh, she wears blue light glasses.
Oh, this is a no for me.
Oh, I can't see. Can we do this on an iPad? It's very hard to see on
Yes,
my phone.
I can get it up on my iPad for Shelly and her drunk sight.
No.
Can I come over here?
Oh, Shelly is moving, so she can come closer. Next up, we have
Hank. Oh my gosh, the fish photo.
Hank's the
If you guys haven't listened to our episode with Brooke Michio about dating app photos, this is just too much.
What did you guys just say about?
Just this one.
Can Cook?
I am looking for a woman.
Can Cook minute rice in 58 seconds?
He has a sense of humor.
That's funny.
He's looking for a woman.
He's a swimmer.
He can't do.
Thomas said yes to my degrees in to my degrees in mechanical engineering. This is Thomas.
Nope. That's out. Sorry, Thomas.
Connor.
You need to describe more.
We got an athlete.
Baseball.
What's his name? I almost called him Tyler. Connor is looking for a diamond in the rough. He's a professional baseball player at Detroit Tigers.
That means
he's
not playing for the
Tigers. Probably on like the Seawolves which is in Erie. Oh, he lives in Naples right now. It's kind of far. We'll get along if you don't constantly ask about baseball. We'll get along if you're competitive. I am.
Can you message him and say, do you play baseball?
None of his pictures are like of his face.
I'll find him. Please pause. Okay, I found him already. I'm obviously not going to say his full name, but I found him on the internet.
He does have blue eyes. That's one of the things. And he plays baseball. It's not a bad thing.
Did you say his full name on there?
No, I just said I'm not going to say his full name.
Dylan. Well, okay. What I order for the table, we'll take one of everything.
Why don't we stop for a
second? I have guaranteed you have never said that once at a dinner table.
Pause. Gabby, go through and list things that you absolutely want in a guy.
Blue eyes, athletic.
No, that's not a deal breaker.
Blue
things
eyes.
That are literally
athletic
what
for
want.
Sure. Athletic for sure. I mean, I don't know. You can't. It's
you
like,
want
I'm
somebody
not
that
much
like
from...
is fun and funny because
yes.
If not, she just doesn't have any interest in the conversation.
Yeah, it has. You have to be entertaining.
Are you ready to date? Is my next question.
I mean, I don't want to settle down right now and date, but I'm ready to have like actual
like
fun communications
yeah.
and like go on dates
yeah.
and like yes.
Okay. Is there anything else that's a deal breaker? As far
I mean,
as things they
deal
have
breaker,
to have. No, things they have to have.
I mean, I don't know. Not much you can tell from a hint. Well,
tattoos?
Yeah. A good no. They don't have to have tattoos.
They don't have to have tattoos.
They don't have to have.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
a
I'm
job
just,
and stuff
I prefer
like that.
Somebody that gets along.
I'm
with
just
me.
Trying to
well, yeah,
generate.
That's,
questions.
I'm
all
trying
of
to
us.
Say stuff. Fun. Obviously, there's way more to it, but I'm trying to say stuff that I would get from a Hinge profile.
An education,
a job. They're not.
Oh,
they
I have
say
a good
they're...
Instagram.
I have a question,
no,
Mom.
Like
what
more,
was that?
More so independent or more like
kids?
What'd she say?
Like independent.
Wait, you just
really.
Looked at me.
Okay,
is
I have a question
independent
for Mom.
Or like?
Yes, independent.
Not independent.
What
independent.
Was your first impression of Sean? Be honest, it won't hurt our feelings. Because
I remember
like
the way you guys described him. I thought he was some like 30-year-old old
Marine.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way she thought I was.
I also thought he was an old man at
she
first.
She thought I was in my like
no,
mid
can't.
To late 30s.
Of course, I have no memory, so I can't remember.
I'm talking your first impression of him when you met him.
I can't remember. I told
when
you.
When was
I
the first time we actually, at TCB or something?
I don't think
I don't
you
remember.
No, I met Shelly when we were
when
going
we got
to pick up her bed.
My bed, he helped us move
yeah,
it.
Then he was just a friend.
Remember.
Yeah, he was.
Probably TCB. I don't know. When did
no,
I first meet you?
We met when we were dating.
Yeah,
but when was that?
I don't know.
I think that was...
Oh, was it our trip to Florida?
It was our
no,
because
that was Universal. I didn't even go with you.
No, the trip to Florida where he yelled at me for being a brat and you guys became best friends
there's
instantly.
No, way that was the first
no,
time
we
met.
We flew into Orlando and then Kiki drove
I
us to...
I wasn't with you, yeah.
Right. Kiki drove us to Fort Lauderdale and we must have met then.
Oh.
Yeah, because remember she drove us there.
Because that was pretty early on in our relationship.
But I feel like I definitely like had to have known, at least FaceTime or something, known you before that because...
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
We were instantly besties.
I don't remember.
Michelle, so from when we met, when we were going to pick up Lexi's bed, do you remember
Oh, yes,
anything?
You were very helpful with the move in that, so I thought you were very nice, and you looked way younger than I thought, so.
Okay, yeah. Great. There's no first impression whatsoever. Okay. She likes everybody. It's hard. I should ask
I know,
Dad this
and
question.
I don't remember.
Back to, this is Andy. I think that's a swordfish? No, it's probably dolphin fish. He goes crazy for Miami sports teams.
Looks like a sailfish.
Couldn't care less.
Not bad.
Doesn't oh my god, this cheese is making my mouth on fire. That was a really hot piece. Okay, anyway,
I don't know which one he is.
Andy,
he's a medical school student.
Are you? Did you die? I'm taking a nap. I'm bored. Need to go up I don't here. Like going through.
He likes watching sports.
I'm kind of exhausted of just going through random people. I'm ready for her to just tell me like, hey, I like this person, and then I'll stalk them. But
I think
until
he's
then,
cute.
Okay, well we haven't.
We'll keep him.
We will.
Maybe.
Let's look at his Instagram.
All right, everybody. Well, we hope you enjoyed that. Little drink and play. Girls Night In. What was that game called again?
Drunk Pirate.
Drunkpirate.co.uk, I think, if I recall. Yes. But just a fun little lighthearted random episode this week while we're all together, because this is what we do. So we hope it just felt like you guys hanging out with us.
Hanging out with us.
Thank you for repeating
that. She is wasted.
White girl wasted. I am not. All right, everybody, get it together because we need to say this at the same time.
You two can.
Really quick, follow us on Instagram, chickennoodle_scoop. We have some exciting possible merch coming out.
Yes.
And tell your friends because we're giving away a preset pack at 5K and a Zoom call and a preset pack at 10K. Three preset packs, we said, at 10K. So
YouTube,
follow us on
Instagram,
there.
Everything.
Thanks for listening to Chicken Noodle Scoop.
No, all right, we're going to try this again. Ready, everybody? Thanks for listening to this week's episode of
Chicken Noodle Scoop.
One more time.
Bye. No,
thank you.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Oh, my God.
Bye. See ya, horse.
Oh, we got to put her to bed. We got to go.